Good morning. We are on Daf Pei Amud Beis, page 80b, and we are down at the very bottom of the page at the two dots. The Mishnah taught about the prohibition of seclusion. A man may not seclude himself even with two women. You say, well, what would be wrong with two women? If one woman wants to do something with him, the other one will stop him. So Rashi says, no, and the Gemara explains, we're worried that women are not so decisive, and the man might get both of them to do an aveira with him. So a man's not allowed to be secluded with two women. But the Mishnah continued, "Aval isha achas," but one woman can be alone with two men, because if one man wants to do something with her, the other man might stop him. I'm Rav Yehuda, my Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Lo shanu el b'ksheirim." That's if those two men are both righteous, great, people filled with fear of heaven. I will beprutz him, but if both men are very sinful, lowly, afilu be'asara namilo, then even one woman with 10 such men is not allowed, because they'll all do sin one after the next. Have a mice. There was once a story. Talk about bad men. Hotziua Sara Bemita. 10 lowly men got a woman to agree to pretend to be dead. She went up on a stretcher as if she was dead, and they went outside of the town to the forests, and they did aveiros with her, one after the other. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, I can prove to you that when you have a group of people that are all lowly, we don't say that the group is going to protect them from sin. What's the proof? You sometimes have 10 guys getting together to steal a beam out of a building. They come and they steal some building materials, but that are very heavy. So they need a whole group to carry them. So why don't we say that because it's a group, they're not going to do a sin, they're going to be embarrassed of each other. They're not. They're all lowly. They all agree to steal. They're not embarrassed from each other. So that's the Gemara. So Rav Yehuda taught in the name of Rav. The Mishnah said that if one woman is with more than one man, they are allowed to do it, to be secluded alone. Rav Yehuda Marav said that's only if that group of men are righteous men. But if they are lowly men, then they couldn't be secluded. So the Gemara name of Masele, maybe we can prove it from the following. We've learned that there's something called a sota. A married man, and then his wife is too friendly with somebody else. He gets jealous. He warns her. He says, don't you dare be alone with that man. Then she is alone with that man in front of witnesses, and they warned her not to do it. She did it anyway. We don't know what happened when they were alone in the room. So the husband now is no longer allowed to have marital relations with her. And he brings her up to Jerusalem, and she has to drink a potion. And if, in fact, she did something wrong, it'll be reflected in her stomach blowing up and her dying prematurely. So the Mishnah said, when he's going up to Jerusalem with her, the sages give him two scholars. Why? The two scholars who are with him are going to prevent them from having marital relations along the way. Because if you would have marital relations along the way, then the waters would no longer work. One second. What did it say? Who are given to accompany him? Talmidei Chachamim in, two scholars. In Yishta'al Malo, regular people not. Why not regular people? Because apparently regular people are lowly. And when you have lowly regular people, they're not going to prevent someone from having marital relations. Because there is no prevention of Yichud when multiple people that aren't so righteous. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe even regular people who would have gone along would have prevented him from having marital relations with her. But Shiny Tamid Chachamim, the reason why they had to send scholars is because scholars, the Yadi Lasriyebe, scholars know to warn him. Scholars know to tell him, listen, if you are alone with her and you're going to have marital relations with your wife, the waters aren't going to work. Regular people wouldn't know to warn him. And therefore, there was a need for scholars. But in terms of Yichud, maybe even regular people could prevent the problems of Yichud of seclusion. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, our Mishnah, another law. Our Mishnah says again that a woman can be alone with two men, So first, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, those two men have to be righteous. Now another law from Rav Yehuda Marav, when did our Mishnah say one woman could be alone with two men? Lo shanu elo bi'ir. That's true in the city. Avol b'derech, but while traveling in a very lonely place where there are no people around, at Yushlosha, there have to be three men together with that woman. Why? Because if we would say that you could have two men with the woman, maybe one of them is going to need to go to the bathroom, and therefore to preserve his own dignity, he's going to go lose, he's going to get lost somewhere in the forest. And then there's only going to be one man with a woman, and then there'll be seclusion, and who knows, something could happen between the two of them. So therefore, not in terms of a husband, this is in terms of in general. Then there'll be one man with a woman, and then an aveira might happen. So the Gemara now says, maybe the story with the husband is a proof to it. Name is Sayeli. Let's bring a proof to this idea that when you're traveling, it's a woman with three men that is allowed, not a woman with two men. Because what did the Mishnah say in Sota? Mosim lo shnei talmidei chachamim. The sages give to this husband two scholars to accompany him with his wife as they travel up to Jerusalem, Shema Yavol Abadera, lest he have marital relations with her on the way. Now let's do a little bit of math here. Trei v'ihu, you have two plus him. Hatlasa, that's a total of three. Why didn't we have just one Torah scholar? Must be, because if it would be only one Torah scholar, maybe the scholar would have to go to the bathroom along the way. Then he would be alone with her, and we are afraid something would happen. When they're traveling, to make sure that nothing happens, there always have to be three. So even when one has to go to the bathroom, there's still two men with the woman. Answer the Gemara, 1 second, just the answer. Hasam, no, maybe not. The reason why it had to be two scholars, ki heichad and hevi alei sahadi, so that the two of them would be able to be witnesses. In other words, they could warn him, don't be alone with her, because it's going to ruin your options of the waters of Sota. And if something did happen, they could testify that something happened to prevent the waters of Sota from being administered to her. However, if it's only one scholar who's going along, then you wouldn't have credible testimony to be able to prevent the waters of Sota from being administered to her. And even in terms of the warning, it wouldn't be so credible. So maybe it's not because of Yichud. Maybe because of Yichud, even one scholar with them would be enough, because it would be two men with one woman, and maybe that is enough, even on the road. But in terms of these other issues, it had to be two scholars with the husband along the road. Yeah, question.
On the road, it's a public space, though.
No, there are no people there.
No people.
Roads are deserted.
Not like today.
It's very, very empty. Right, it's not like today. Exactly.
Rabbi, does Chachamim experience this?
Ah, very good question. So Baruch asks if the sages experience this. The rest of the Gemara is going to teach us how powerful the Yetzer Hara for women is, even for the scholars, maybe especially for the scholars, and how many things they needed to do to try to prevent themselves from failing with women. So a story, Rav and Rav Yehuda, Havu Ka'azlu Ba'urcha, Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling, Havu Ka'azla Hi Yitzha Kamai, then they see that in front of them in this deserted road, there's a woman. Amalei Rav Rav Yehuda, so Rav said to Rav Yehuda, we're in trouble, there's a woman here, it's deserted. This is a very scary thing. The Yetzirah is burning like a big fire. It's going to burn us. Dal karech mikame gehenim. Pick up your feet. Let's get in front of Gehenim. In other words, we're about to do a sin with this woman. Let's run ahead of her. Let's get away from her so that we don't end up falling into Gehenim by doing a sin with this woman. Amar leis, Rav Yehuda said to Rav. Remember, this is Rav. He's the greatest giant. Rav Yehuda says to Rav, but you're the one who taught us at the beginning of today's learning that when the Mishnah says that a woman can be alone with two men, it's two men who are righteous. Here you have two men who are righteous. Me and you, we're religious people. We're Yerei Shamayim. What's there for us to be afraid of? Amalesi said, "Me Yemer Debikshem Kigon Anav At." You think righteous people are me and you? Ela Kigon Man. So who's righteous people if not me and you? Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi and his friends, these were people who risked their lives to do the service of God. They're people who are righteous. But you and me, we shouldn't be alone with a woman. Amar Rav, Rav told another halacha. Malkin ala yichud. If a woman is alone with a man, we'll give them lashes for violating this rabbinic law that a woman should not be secluded with a man. However, if it's a married woman who's alone with a man, ain osun ala yichud. We're not going to, just because they were alone, create a prohibition of her to her husband.
It's like love. They're giving him like love.
But it's makas mardus. It's rabbinic lashes.
Ah,
Amar Rav Ashi said, when do we say that we give lashes? Lo amar ala biyichud pnuya. That's when it was a single girl who was alone with a man. But if a married woman is alone with a man other than her husband, lo, we're not going to give her lashes, because if we give her lashes, people are going to think that if she got lashes, that means that she actually did something with that man. And then there's going to be those who will say that her children are mamzerim. Marzucha, though, even with a married woman, Malki would give her lashes, but he would just announce she's getting lashes for being alone, not getting lashes for having had intercourse, because we don't know that she had intercourse. Rav Nachman from Parhatcha said to Rav Ashi, so you have a solution. When you see a married woman alone with a man in a room, you can go give her lashes and announce, but you're giving lashes for the seclusion, but not that you're not trying to say that anything happened while there. Amalesi said, he could the Shama Baha, there are those who are going to hear that she got lashes, but never heard that I made a disclaimer that I didn't know that anything necessarily happened. And people are going to assume that if she got lashes, must be something did happen. They're going to start saying that her children are mamzerim.
This is one for Jewish woman and Gentile woman? Or just Jewish?
No, this is with a Jewish woman.
No Gentile. They would not lash the Gentile?
I don't think they would lash the Gentile woman who was...
But we're not allowed to be in seclusion with a Gentile woman either.
Correct. Rav said, Malkin alotova shmua. You even give lashes based on rumors. If there's a very strong rumor that a certain guy is doing sins, you know, sleeping around or things like that, you give him lashes. Shenemar, as we find with Eli HaKohen, El Banai, about my children, kilotova shmua, because the rumors about them aren't good. Marzutra, a story. Marzutra. Mosiv la afsira al katfe. What is this? He used to put a
halter.
What did he put?
Halter.
A halter
on the subject's shoulders.
On his shoulders. Umakri lay.
Meaning he would flog him. That he would flog him.
When he would hit the person, he would put this.
He would put that girdle on.
So you'd put the girdle of a donkey on a person, and he'd call out before him, al banai, not my children, to say that he's getting lashes for this misbehavior of being alone in the room, but not for anything beyond that. Okay. Very, very important topic now, talking about the prohibition of yichud, of being alone in a room. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, if it's a married woman, if ba'ala ba'ir, if her husband is in the town, ein choshen mishun yichud, then there is no problem in being alone in a room with her. Because if her husband is around, she's worried. She doesn't know when her husband's going to show up. Maybe he's going to come back home any moment. So then you can be alone to be in the room with her. So that's a big question in the postgame. What's the halacha today? Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked about a case where the husband worked an hour away from home. Let's say he drove out to some suburb. And is that considered Ba'ala Ba'ir? So he said, no, that's not Ba'ala Ba'ir, because she knows once he goes to work, he's not coming home right away. So she would think she has time to do something, and there would be a problem of Yichud. However, the Chazon Ish was more lenient. He said, no, anytime a woman knows her husband is around, already she's on edge, and she's not going to do anything, even if she knows that, you know, this second he's not coming in, walking in right now. Amar Rav Yosef said, Pesach Pasuach Rosh HaSarabim. If the house that they're in has a door which is open to the public domain and people might walk in Choshen Mishum Yichud, there's no problem of seclusion in the rooms in that house because Someone might walk in to break up the liaison. Rav Bibi, now a story with the sages. Rav Bibi, ikul lebe Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi once came to the house of Rav Yosef. Busted the karach b'chta. After he ate bread with them, he went up to the second floor. Amalahu, Rav Yosef said to the people in the house, Shkulu dagum ituti Bibi. Take away the ladder from the second floor to the ground floor, so that Rav Bibi not run down from the second floor to this floor to do something with my wife. I asks Rabbah, the Gemara of Amar Rabbah, but Rabbah said, Ba'ala bi'ir in choshem yishum yichud. If the husband is in town, you don't have to worry about yichud. Here it's more than the husband in town, they're in the same house. Shani Rav Bibi, Rav Bibi was different with the wife of Rav Yosef, deshushbente havai. She was, you know, part of a group with him. You know, they must have been members of the same Bnei Akiva group growing up. You know, they were close. They were friendly. So therefore, he said, I'm worried about Rav Bibi with my wife. The guy Sibbe, he might feel very familiar with her. Rav Kahana said the following. What happens if you have two rooms in a building? Anashim yibachutz, men are in the outer room, closer to the door. V'nashim yibifnim, and women on the inner room. Ein choshim yishum yichud. That's not a problem of yichud. Because we're not worried that the men are going to leave and go, that a man's going to go inside, and he doesn't need to go inside to get out of the house. But if you have men inside in the inner room, and women in the outer room, because when a man has to go out, he's going to leave the inner room, go to the outer room, and then you're going to have one man with two women or three women, and that's already a problem. But the price is the opposite. If you have men in the outer room and women in the inner room, then there is a problem of yichud, because a man might slip away and go inside. And if you have women in the outer room and men in the inner room, the Braisa says it's not a problem of yichud, because if one of them goes out to her, he's not going to goes out. If he goes from the inner room to the outer room, he's not going to do anything with her, because he's worried another man's going to come out soon. Amar Abaya said, Hashad Amar Rav Kahana Hachi V'tanim Masni Sipcha. Now the Rav Kahana said one way, but the Braisa said the other way. Ana neved l'chumra, we should follow the stringency. So both ways are a problem of yichud. Men in the inner room and women in the outer room. And women in the inner room and men in the outer room should not be done. It's yichud.
Thank God your son is not your rabbi.
Abaye dayer gulfi.
Gulfi.
So when Abaye would give a class and there were men and women both coming, he used to put these earthenware vessels between the men and the women, so that if a man tries to walk into the women's section, there'll be noise to prevent it from happening. Rabbi Dyer Kani, Rabbi used to separate the men and the women with reeds also that made a lot of noise, that if a man is trying to walk from where the men are supposed to be to where the women are, it'll make noise and they'll know not to do so. Amar Avin said, Sakva Deshasa, the worst time of the year is Riglar, the holidays, because during the holidays there are a lot of co-ed gatherings. It's the worst time of the year. Now a terrible story about how powerful the Yetzirah is. Hani Shvuyasa, there were these women who had been taken captive by the Gentiles, the Asayil in Arda, that were brought to Arda. And Rav Amram told the people, go out and redeem them. So they were redeemed, they were brought back. Askinu lebe Rav Amram Chasidus, so they were brought into the house of Rav Amram Chasidus. So he put them in the attic. Ashkulu dargami kamayu, he took away the ladder from the attic to make sure that no man would run up to be with these women, because maybe then there would be, you know, marital relations with them. And when one of these women was walking by the hole where the ladder used to be, Nafl Nahora Bipuma, light shone from her face. She was so beautiful. Rav Amram himself became so excited with his lower urges. Shakli Rav Amram Ledagdul Rav Yochan Be'asar Lemitlaya. Rav Amram took a ladder that 10 people couldn't carry. Dalia Lechude, and he carried it himself because he was so excited. Selik Va'azil, and he brought it over to the attic and started running up the ladder to do something with her. He mata lepal gadarga, when he got to half the ladder, Ifshach, he stopped himself. Ramakali started screaming, Nura be Amram, there's a fire in the house of Amram. There's a fire in the house of Amram. Asrabanan, the rabbis all ran in. Amulais, they said, Ksiftan, you just embarrassed us. There's no fire. and it's just that you have an urge, you embarrassed us. This is our teacher. Amar Lahu, he told them, Mutav tikasvu be Amram ba'alma adain. Better that the house of Amram be ashamed in this world, that you know that I have this flaw. And you shouldn't have to be embarrassed of me in the next world, that I should have gone up and done something with this woman or one of these captured women. And then when you get to the next world, you'd find out that your Rebbe had this terrible sin in his ledger. So Rabbi Amram made an oath. The yinpik minei, that the Yetzirah should leave him. Nafik minei, went out of him, ki amuda denura, like a pillar of fire. Amar lei, so the Yetzirah said, so he said to the Yetzirah, chazi si, the at nura, that you are fire, v'ana bisra, and I'm flesh, v'ana adif naminach, and even so, I'm stronger than you, I can make an oath to get rid of you. Rabbi Meir, I am mitzlot seitz b'ovri avera. Rabbi Meir used to disparage those who sin, saying they could control themselves. Yom Achad, one day, Yidmele Satan Kitsa, the Satan appeared like a woman. Bahach Kisa Dinahara, on the other side of the river. Lo Hava Mabra, there wasn't even a boat to go across the river. All there was a little raft, you know, some logs and a rope that people used to hold and then cross the river. Nakat Natsri started holding on to the rope for Ka'avar, and he was crossing the river to try to do an Aveir with this apparition, this image of a woman. Kimata Palgamitz, when he got to the halfway point, Shavke the Yetzirah left. Amai said, the Satan said, he loved the Kamachas Birakia. If not for the fact that I heard a declaration in heaven, Yizaru Bir Meir, stop. Be careful with Rabbi Meir with Toraso and his Torah. We need his Torah. You can't destroy Rabbi Meir. Shaviti Ladamach Tartima, I would have turned your blood into two coins. In other words, you'd become worthless. You would have sinned with me. Rabbi Akiva also used to disparage sinners, saying, you know, they could control themselves. What are they doing with these women? Yom Chad, one day, the Satan appeared like a woman on the top of a day tree. Nakti the Dikla v'kasalik. Rabbi Akiva started climbing the day tree to try to do something with this woman. Vazil, he was going up. Kimat l'palga the Dikla, when he got to halfway up the day tree, Shavke the Satan left. Amar, he said to him the same. If not for the fact that I heard in heaven them saying, be careful with Rabbi Akiva and his Torah, I would have made your blood worthless to be two coins. Flimu have a ragla mema kol yoma. Flimu every day used to say, Gira b'ina de sitna, a spear in the eye of the Satan. Yom chad one day, ma'ali yom de kippurim hava, it was Erev Yom Kippur. Idmi le ka'anya, the Satan appeared like a poor person. Also, he came, Karababa, he started calling out at the doorway. Afikule Riftus, they brought out some bread to him. Amale, he said, Yomoki Aidna Kuliyama Gavoy Vanaba Abaray, a day like today, it's Erev Yom Kippur. You have to have all the merits you can possibly get. Everybody else is sitting inside at a meal eating, and I'm going to sit out. I'm being brought bread to the street. You can't even invite me in. Aili, they brought him in. Rivale Rifta, they brought him bread. Amalei said again, Yomaki Aid in a day like today. Kuliyama Atach, everybody else is sitting at a table. Analuchudai, I have to be sitting by myself getting some bread. Asu Vasvu Atacha, they brought him closer and they had him sit at the table. Ava Yasiv, he was sitting there at the table, the Satan, Malei Nafsha Shikhna Vakiva. He made his whole body filled with pus and leprosy. And doing all sorts of disgusting things. I don't know, loudly burping, passing gas, all sorts of horrible things. Amarlei. So Flimu said to him, Tif Shapir, sit like a mensch. Sit the right way. Amarlei, so he said to him, Havali Kasa, give me a cup. Yavali Kasa, they gave him a cup. And Akmar Shadabe Kicho. So he spit into it. His phlegm went into the cup. Nacharuve. So they got angry with him again. They said, stop this. So Shaka Umais. So he died. He pretended to die. Again, this is the Satan acting. So the Satan pretended to die. So Shamu, so now the rumors went out. Avukami, they were saying, Flimu Katal Gavra. Erev Yom Kippur, and Flimo the sage is killing a poor man who comes to his house. Flimu Katal Gavra. Flimu killed someone. This is all the Satan's revenge against Flimu. So Flimu ran away. He hid in the bathroom. Azal Basre. So then this poor guy shows up again, because again, it was the Satan. He was just pretending to be dead. He wasn't really dead. So he came. So Nafal Kameh. So he fell before it. Ki dechazie dehav mitztayer, since he saw that Flima was all upset, galilei nafshi. He said, listen, I'm not really that person. It's not really that I acted that you killed me. It's just the satan. It's just the etzara. Amar lei, so he said to him, my time amitachi. He said, why did you say this? That you're, you know, putting a spear in my eye. You upset me, you know, you picked a fight with me. Flima said, what should I say? Amalei said, Le Marmar, you should just say this. Rahmana nigarbe besatan. God attacked the Satan. Don't say that you're putting a spear in the eye of the Satan, that you're stronger, that you're not worried, you can overcome him. Human beings can't overcome the Yetzer Hara. You have to ask God to help you to overcome the Satan. Rabchia Barashi have a Ragil. Yeah, that's true. Rabchia Barashi have a Ragil called Eden Davanafil Api. Rabchia Barashi, he used to do this every time he would fall on his head, every time he would say Tachanun. Avamra used to say, Harachaman Yatzilenu Yetzer Hara. May the compassionate one save us from the Yetzer Hara. Yom Achad, one day, Shmatina Dubisu, his wife overheard him. Amra, she said, Mechti, I don't understand. They're already many years you're not having marital relations with me. You're an old man. They didn't have Viagra at the time. You know, you don't have any urges anymore. You're not with me anymore. So what are you praying God should save you from the Yetzer Hara? My time of Kamarachi. Why are you saying this? So Yom Achad. So what did she do? See, does her husband really have a Yetzer Hara? So Yom Achad, one day, Avakakaris Beginte, he was sitting in the garden learning Kishta Nafsha, and she put on makeup and a new outfit and jewelry and made herself look beautiful. Chalf of Atanya Kameh, she walked in front of him, then she walked in front of him a second time and a third time to distract him. Amar Las, this old sage, Rav Chiya Barashi, said, Manat, who are you, woman? Amar Ana Harusa, I'm this prostitute called Harusa. The Hadri Miyoma, who's coming back to this area today. So Tavi said, you're such a beautiful prostitute, I want to have relations with you. Amar Le, she said to him, I see Nihale Lahach Rumana. Go up and climb the tree, bring down a pomegranate, give me a pomegranate, then I'll have intercourse with you. So he did it. Dereish Tusis, that's at the top of the tree. So Shavur, he jumped, Azal he went, and Asyaniela, he brought it to her. And he had relations with her. When he came home, have a kashagra de bisu tanura. His wife was heating up the oven. He jumped into the oven to kill himself. I'm going to lay my height. So I say, what's going on? What are you jumping into the oven for? I'm going to lay. He said, because I was with a prostitute today. So I deserve terrible punishments. I want to be burned as a kapara. I'm going to lay. So she said to me, you weren't with a prostitute. Anavai, it was me. It was your wife. He didn't believe it. Adi Havale Simana, she proved it. She showed him, here's the pomegranate. Here's the pomegranate that you jumped up to the top of the tree to get. Here it is. You see, it was me. Amarla, so he said to her, Anamili Surichavna. But I thought it wasn't you. I thought it was the prostitute Harusa. And I was trying to do a sin. For the rest of his life of that tzaddik, Hayamisane used to fast, because if a person tries to do a sin, even though it isn't actually a sin, he also needs atonement.
Sounds like it
was at Misa, until he died. Titanya, as we looked in a brisa. The verse says, Ishafe Ram, her husband has annulled her vows, Vashem Yislachla, and God should forgive her. What's the verse referring to? If the husband has annulled the vows, what does she need forgiveness for? It's the following. A woman made a promise. She made a neder that she is a nazir. And then she went. Then Mishama Bala, her husband, heard. And that same day he heard, Heferla, he rejected it. But she didn't know that her husband had rejected it. And she thinks she's a nazira. But even so, she's drinking wine in the Tamil and Mason. She's going to the cemeteries. So she needs a kapara, because if she thought what she was doing was a sin, and she was doing it anyway, even though it actually wasn't a sin, she needs an atonement. Rabbi Akiva, ki have a matilai psukav a bachi. Rabbi Akiva, when he gets to this verse, used to cry. Amar used to say, umami shineskavin lechol b'sar chazir v'luyod b'sar tlem retorah tzricha kapara uslicha. If a person's trying to eat pork meat and ends up eating cow meat, which is kosher, nevertheless Hashem says he needs an atonement because he wanted to do a sin. Someone who wanted to eat pork and did eat pork certainly needs an atonement. Similarly, we have a verse. He wouldn't know and he'll be guilty. And he'll carry his sin. When he get to this verse, he would cry. If a person was trying to eat the prohibited amount and he ended up eating the kosher food, the Torah says he didn't know, but it was guilt. He has to carry a sin. Someone who wants to sin, he does sin. Alachos kama v'kama certainly needs an atonement. Isi ben Yehuda, Omer, Isi ben Yehuda used to say, if he doesn't know and he's guilty, he still has to carry a sin. Al davar ze yidvu kol adzuvin. For all of this, all those whose heart should feel bad, should feel bad. Everyone should feel bad about the fact that even when we are trying to do the wrong thing and we ended up doing the right thing, it's still considered a sin.
No one should think about pomegranates.